cocktails and shit.
Pretty productive receiver as usual. You figured have some fun Sunday.
Oh yeah, you know he's a handful, and we know we got our hands full with that offense. You know, it's one of those things. You got to stop their run game and a guy like Bolden in order to have a chance to beat this team.
What kind of receiver is he compared to some of the other guys you faced?
Physical, tough. You know, he's actually like a running back out there, but with receiver skills. And it's crazy because he creates some matchup problems because he'll push you around and, you know, he'll do whatever it takes to get open.
Do you enjoy that challenge, though, since it's different from some of the other wideouts you'll go against?
Well, I mean, he's not the only one we got to worry about. He's definitely been their go-to guy for the most part. He's got the most catches. But Torrey Smith is a guy you can't sleep on. And Jacoby Jones is another guy you can't sleep on. So we got our hands full across the board. And we know Anquan kind of stands out because of what he's done over the course of time.
Champ, do you expect to see some more up-tempo play from them with their changing coordinators?
You don't know what to expect. All I know is, you know, what they've done. And we're going to be ready for whatever. I mean, we've talked about it, but there's nothing we can really do about it except be ready when it happens.
Is their offense different, no huddle, versus when they huddle it up and deliberate?
Not necessarily.
Play calling?
Not necessarily. I think it's just the tempo. It kind of, you know, gets you to show your hand on defense a lot faster than you want to because you don't know when they're going to snap it. You know, they could take their time. I mean, we do it no huddle a lot, but it's not a fast no huddle. You know, sometimes it gets faster than others, but for the most part, it's more to ID the defense.
What do you see from Ray Rice, and where does he rank amongst the running backs that you face this year?
He's probably one of the biggest threats coming out of the backfield, whether it's passing game or running, because he does so much. And Flacco, he looks for him. It's sometimes guys just run up the field. It seems like it's a play to him. They just throw him a check down, and he'll go for 20, 30. You know, that's what he's been doing since he's been in the game.
How crucial is it to knock Flacco off his rhythm? Because it seems like he's a guy that will complete like 8 or 10 in a row and then get knocked out of whack at times.
Yeah, if he's standing upright, he can throw with the best of them. And we know all quarterbacks don't like people in their face. So the more we can get in their faces, in his face, the better we'll be on the back end.
Ed Reed is saying some really nice things about you for your time in the league. As good as, if not better than any safety.
Oh, yeah. The best, I think. You know, you look at what he's done over his time in the league. And I mean, all the picks, interceptions, the way he prepares and goes about his business. There's not a better pro out there.
Why has Baltimore been such a tough place? I mean, it's really for everybody, but for the Broncos to play.
I don't know. I've only been there a couple times. It's one thing I notice is their crowd is you know, as loud as it can get. So it's tough in that sense. Plus, they've been a good football team for a while, so that also helps.
Peyton and the coach say they don't emphasize this game any more than any other game. Do some players think, hey, this is a big one, playoff team, positioning, et cetera?
I don't know if you go that far, but I think we need to understand every game, whether it's the last two or this one. You got to take it serious, and you can't approach it any more or less than that. You know, you just got to take it. It's another game this week, another team in our way. We got to go out there and try to win it.
You said the lack of success there through the years, we all talk about it, but is it really irrelevant? I mean, the Broncos have gone there. It's been pretty ugly in the past. Totally irrelevant?
I wouldn't say totally, but, you know, you guys are going to hype it up more than we are. But we got to go play. I mean, we don't have the same roster we had the last few times we've been up there. So, I mean, hopefully that makes a difference.